This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney, letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Augustine Morris, please note the following medical letter, period. Augustine is A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 233 pounds, who is involved in a slip and fall injury on or about November 19th, 2022, period. This occurred at Lawrence Northwest High School football game, period. She was getting off the bleachers and slipped on ice, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did fall on her ankle and fracture her right ankle in several places, period. A few minutes later, she had pain in her right ankle, period. Despite treatment, she is still having problems with her right ankle, period. She did have several surgeries as a result, period. New paragraph. Her right ankle pain was treated with surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, injections, comma, cast, comma, and a splint, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. She had 3 surgeries, and she is experiencing morning stiffness every morning, period. She uses a walker to get in and out of the shower, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took her to Ascension Hospital. X-ray, splints, and medicine was given. She was released with crutches, period. She was advised surgery, and the next day she was seen in the emergency room at another facility who reset her fracture, period. She saw an orthopedic doctor in St. Louis and sent back to the emergency room because the alignment was not adequate. She was admitted to the hospital at St. Louis University one day. They put on an external fixator in surgery, period. On December 8th, she had another surgery with removal of the external fixator, and she had follow-up, period. The cast was removed in 2023 and then put in a boot, period. She followed up with physical therapy several times, period. Her ankle was injected in the fall of 2023, period. In December of 2023, she had a second opinion at Washington University Orthopedics, who agreed with the treatment, period. In November of 2024, the hardware was removed at Washington University and then had follow-up physical therapy, a cast, and then a boot with more physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, housework, comma, walking over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 45 minutes, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, running, comma, carrying a heavy purse, comma, climbing stairs greater than 6, period. New paragraph. Medications include 2 types of rejection medicines, comma, prednisone, comma, vitamin D, comma, allopurinol, comma, Jardiance, comma, atorvastatin, comma, thyroid medicine, comma, and lisinopril, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, ankle brace, exercises, ice to the ankles 5 to 6 times a week, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals renal disease with IgA nephropathy, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, and hypertension, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals 3 surgeries to the ankle for this injury, renal transplant, appendectomy, and surgery on the big toes, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right ankle in the past, period. The patient has not had prior slip and falls, period. She has had 3 automobile accidents in the past, but no permanency, and she did injure her neck and back without permanency, period. She was treated with chiropractic care for about 3 months each time, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. She was in the past, she was a call center operator, period. She missed about 3 months of work, period. She is on disability of a permanent nature given April of 2023 because of arthritis, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, November 19th, 2022. 49-year-old female is brought in by EMS secondary to a ground level fall on ice, period. Patients reports that she was at a high school football game and was getting down off the bleacher, stepped down onto some ice, and slipped and feels that her foot was folded inward on inversion, period. Patients, her pain is a 11 out of 10, period. On physical examination, unable to stand or walk, period. Gross deformity of the right medial malleolus, period. Point tenderness and mild tenting, period. X-rays show trimalleolar fracture dislocation of the right ankle, period. They state brought in by EMS with a gross deformity of the right ankle. Patient was given fentanyl and transport, period. Trimalleolar fracture with dislocation of the right ankle visible on X-ray, period. Discussed consult with ortho for reduction in ER and surgery tomorrow, period. Patient declined as she lives in St. Louis and wants to follow up with a surgeon that can better handle post-surgical care in her area, period. Ortho will reduce and stabilize an ER for patient to follow up in her home location, period. Ortho performed reduction at bedside, period. X-rays of the right ankle show trimalleolar fracture dislocation of the right ankle, period. It states displaced vertical fracture of the posterior aspect of the tibial plafond, PLAFOND, period. Displaced fracture of the medial malleolus, period. Comminuted and displaced fracture of the distal fibular shaft with valgus angulation, period. Another X-ray, November 19th, 2 views of the ankle, shows unsatisfactory alignments of the tibiotalar joint and distal fibular fracture fragment, period. End of report. St. Louis University Hospital, November 22nd, 2022, presents for follow-up after right ankle fracture dislocation, period. This is the patient's first visit since being discharged from emergency room, period. There is tenderness of the right ankle, period. Assessment and plan, reviewed x-rays today. Patient will need placement of external fixator, period. Sent to ER for admission and OR tomorrow, period. End of report. St. Louis University Hospital, December 13th, 2022. Had a right pylon fracture and was treated with ORIF on December 8, 2022. This is the patient's first visit since being discharged from the hospital on December 9, 2022, period. The pain is located in the right ankle, period. End of report. St. Louis University Hospital, note, May 9, 2023, was treated with above surgery 5 months ago, period. Endorses moderate pain in the right ankle, period. Tylenol has not helped, period. End of report. Pain management note, November 30th, 2023. Here to evaluate right ankle that has been present for years following a remote injury, comma, fracture, period. Today's pain index score is 8 out of 10, period. Assessment 1, chronic pain due to trauma. 2, closed fracture of the right ankle, comma, initial encounter, period, end of report. St. Louis University Hospital, orthopedic trauma surgeon clinical note, September 26, 2023, right ankle. Scratch that. On September 26, 2023, states pain has not been controlled since her last clinic visit, period. The pain is located right medial ankle, period. Physical examination, tenderness right medial ankle with palpation. Range of motion, ankle 10 to 15, period. End of that report. CT of the ankle, November 14, 2023. Distal, tibial, and fibular fractures with internal fixation, period. End of report. Washington University Center for Advanced Medicine, December 20th, 2023, presents today for evaluation of right ankle pain, period. History of ORIF of a right trimalleolar ankle fracture dislocation in December of 2022, period. She is reliant on a cane and cannot stand on her leg for more than 45 minutes, period. Unfortunately, her pain has since progressed and is quite severe currently, period. She presents here today for a second opinion on the direction of her surgeon, period. Assessment, right post-traumatic arthritis and peroneal tendonitis, status post-ORIF, right ankle fracture dislocation, period. End of report. Washington University operative report, date of surgery, November 7th, 2024. Post-op diagnosis is symptomatic right ankle hardware, status post-ORIF, right trimalleolar ankle fracture dislocation in December of 2022 at St. Louis University. Procedure performed is removal of symptomatic medial ankle hardware, removal of symptomatic lateral ankle hardware, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above, and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of November 19th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, today's date, the patient presented with an abnormal gait from her injuries, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable with no swelling or full range of motion, period. Examination of the right ankle was abnormal with 30% swelling, period. There was extensive diffuse scarring involving the right entire lower leg, period. There were two 1-centimeter with cross-hatching scars involving the right anterior mid-leg due to the external fixator period. There is a 7.5 centimeter vertical scar involving the right medial ankle with cross-hatch scars, period. There's an additional 9.5 centimeter vertical scar involving the right lateral ankle with minimal cross-hatch scars. Both of these two large scars were due to the surgical correction of the abnormality, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the right ankle, with dorsiflexion lacking 10 degrees of function and plantar flexion lacking 22 degrees of function, period. There was tenderness and heat involving the posterior right ankle, period. There's markedly diminished strength of the right ankle, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination was normal with reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, trimalleolar fracture with displaced tibial plafond, PLAFOND, and displaced fracture of the medial malleolus, and a third fracture of a comminuted displaced fracture involving the distal fibular shaft, period. Number two, chronic right ankle pain due to this injury, period. Number three, right ankle post-traumatic arthritis. Number four, peroneal tendonitis, P-E-R-O-N-E-A-L, tendonitis, period. The above four diagnoses required several surgical interventions, period. The above four diagnoses were all due to the fall injury that occurred November 19, 2022, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, at this time I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please refer to Table 16-2, period. The patient qualifies for a 22% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 9% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the right ankle region for the entire remainder of her life, period. The basis for this 22% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall injury of November 19, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that she will need an ankle replacement if her pain gets worse, period. It is my feeling that the patient will need definitive ankle replacement at a later date, period. Over-the-counter medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. An ankle brace will cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the ankle region will cost $2,500, period. A tens unit will cost $500, period. A walker will cost $150 and need to be replaced every 3 years, period. Presently, a cane is available to the patient, but she is not utilizing the cane, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.